Oh, that's gonna sound nice. The chair creaking.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
You like those sounds?
Anyways.
I'm not sure you're gonna be able to hear that.
No, I can hear it. I can see it on the waveform.
Alright, alright. I believe you.
91.7 FM WHUS Stores. My name is Hank.
I'm Ted.
Ted cannot. We did not have a show last week because Ted was in Montreal seeing Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I'm sorry, everyone. I know you were all looking so forward to Hank and Ted.
And that was probably, that was like one of the biggest weeks, probably since Charlie Kirk died.
Yeah, that's my fault.
Because of the Epstein stuff.
It's getting pretty wild, y'all.
It was, yeah. It's like, it's happening so fast that like, it's becoming like old news at this point. Like, we didn't even talk about the emails.
Yeah. And those emails were crazy. Yeah,
and now they're old news because now since then, it's been like they voted on it and it's been passed. And the Epstein Transparency Act is now a law.
Yeah, until like, I don't know. There's so many back doors that Trump's going to be able to like cover up. Like,
because of the Bondi investigation now, which means that they can.
They're allowed to like take out anything that's a risk to national security, which one like. The entire like issue
Epstein
documents is that like it's all a risk to national security because it's all like the elites.
Because all foreign leaders, it was the former prime minister of Israel.
Yeah.
It's Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
It's like it goes so deep.
It goes so deep. And then like, bro, like they're just gonna say anything that's about Trump or relating to Trump is a risk to national security if they release it. So they're gonna throw all those documents out. And then they're going to turn it back around on the Democrats and be like, oh, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, they're going to throw Bill Clinton in jail, which, like, I'm not going to be sad because, like, yeah, Bill Clinton did. He was on the island and he did do a lot of stuff.
He should be in jail.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with saying that. Like,
but so should Trump.
Also, for the record, like, Bill Clinton, like, he got impeached for the stuff that he did while he was in office. You can't do that now.
Yeah. Anything, so Trump got impeached twice.
True, but anything Trump does now is a presidential act. And presidential acts are legal. No matter what you do.
I'm surprised they haven't even tried to introduce like articles of impeachment yet. I know they've been talking about it like
a lot
for a few months now.
Yeah. No, I feel like Trump's like he's right on the edge of like either like absolutely collapsing as a leader or like seizing control. Like
I feel like
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It could go either way. I think he'll try and grab for power.
Yeah.
But I think eventually it's going to topple. I think it will be probably in this term.
It'll be beautiful.
Would be great. Let's see if he dies first, though.
Yeah, did you see that video of him trying to, like, walking with a kid yesterday?
No.
He's, like he's walking down, like, the hallway, like, outside. I don't know what, like, the East Wing hallway or something. Yeah. And, like, his right leg, he's, like, hobbling on. When he's walking.
He's turning 80 in 6 months.
Yeah, and Biden just turned 82.
That's crazy. They're not that far apart in age.
No.
And this is around the time that Biden started, like, going.
Yeah.
I think once he hit 80, it was kind of over.
Well, like, Joe, like, definitely had cancer, like, his whole term. And they just didn't notice it until later is my bet.
He was fine for, like...
The first, like, 18 months, he was basically fine.
The first year. Yeah. And then he started disappearing more and more. And then, like, once the debate happened, it was like...
That debate hurt to watch, bro.
That was, like, just elder abuse.
It low-key was. And it was crazy because, like, Trump was, like, talking, like, oh, Sleepy Joe, Sleepy Joe. And it's like, bro, like...
You're sleepy, too.
You're going to be like this in a year. Yeah. Just...
You're already...
Wait, bro.
You're the one falling asleep in public.
Yeah, he's been falling asleep at his desk and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
During press conferences is crazy.
The second that he was like, Republicans should vote to release the Epstein files. And then it was cooked.
I had an interesting conversation with my family. Like, they all like kind of agree with me. Like, Trump doesn't know anything about politics anymore. He just says what he's got to say. Like, he says what's on his mind.
Did he ever know anything to begin with?
I think he was cognizant in what he was doing. I think it's at the point where, like, he's not Dementia Joe yet. He's definitely on the way, though. He's, like, forgetting things. But it's more like when people ask him questions, he's just like, huh?
Yeah. Well, like, I guess he's got his cult of personality now, so he has, like, a bunch of people to just fall back on.
Yeah.
And like Mike Johnson.
Yeah, and J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance is the biggest snake in politics, I swear, bro.
And you know he's fiending to become president.
He's fiending to fuck Trump. All that, like, South Park shit is actually, unfortunately, pretty accurate. Like...
Yeah.
I guess it's not unfortunate. It's just, like...
It's because I don't even think... Wild. They're not even, like, political analysts or anything. Like, they don't... They just, like, made jokes that became true.
Yeah, like the birth of the Antichrist. I still don't know what they're going to do with that. Like,
it's going to be something crazy.
It's going to be really dumb.
I'm not really caught up yet.
The most recent episode is wild.
What is it about?
Well, it's about AI and, like, how, like, you can make, like, very convincing videos with AI.
Yeah, which they've been doing.
And so, like, a bunch of, like, the kids, like, start making, like, AI videos of, like... Like, I think there's a video of Totoro raping Butters. What the fuck? And then there's, like, one of, like, Kyle getting, like... I don't remember the name of the dog. Like, this one dog, like, shits in Kyle's mouth. And it all looks, like, exactly how it would look in South Park style. And then there's, like...
Is it actually AI generated?
The videos, I don't know. They kind of sound like they are. Like, the voices are a little bit off.
Ooh.
And then, like, Cartman, like, is still abducted by the Palantir dude. Yeah. And, like, he's making videos and sending them to Cartman's mom of, like, Cartman, like, in Disney World and stuff. And then Cartman is, like, saying his old catchphrases and stuff because it's AI generated. And his mom can't, like, realize that it's, like, that it's, like, AI generated. But then, like, the craziest part of the episode is that, like, Trump and JD start falling in love, and then there's, like, this crazy, disgusting, but also, like, really, really funny sex scene of Trump with JD, because JD's, like, a foot tall.
Yeah.
And it's, like, what the fuck is going on? And then, like, they have Fox News come on, and it's, like, revealed that, like, Fox News has security camera footage because of the Palantir guy of Trump and JD fucking. And they're like, this is a Fox News special alert. And they're, like, really sad. And then Trump calls and he's like, hey, relax, guy. It's AI. It's Sora 2. And, like, they're like, oh, it's AI. It's not real. And Trump's literally done this, like, multiple times while he's been in office. He's been like, yeah, no, that's not real. Just full-on gaslighting. Like, I think, like, something got thrown out a window.
Yeah, oh, it was a bunch of trash bags.
Yeah,
got, like, thrown out, and he was like, you can't open windows in the White House?
Yeah, like, that didn't happen. That's AI. Like, what are you talking about? Even though, like, it did happen.
Or it's the other way around, like the MS-13 tattoo. Remember that?
He just made
that's
it up.
That's so funny. I still can't believe that happened.
Abrego Garcia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had
his hands are just, like, tattooed normally. Like, there's no relation between the tattoos on his hands.
He had the letters MS and 1-3 tattooed on his knuckles.
But he didn't.
It's right here.
He literally didn't. And then they, like, made, like, a graphic, like, pointing to, like, how, like, this represented M and this represented S. And this was 1 and this was 3. And it's like, guys, you are not locked in.
Oh, that's Cash Patel. Cash Patel the goat.
Yeah. Is it peaking too much?
Nah, you're good.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
What else? Oh, speaking of Fox News, there's all that stuff with Tucker going on.
Oh, yeah. The entire infighting in the Republican Party because of Tucker. Because he had Nick Fuentes on his podcast.
Yeah, Nick Fuentes is, like, just completely destroying everything.
He's destroyed that party in, like, 2 months.
Yeah, in, like, the Charlie Kirk power vacuum, he's, like, just fuck shit up.
It's kind of awesome, though. Like, I don't like Nick Fuentes, but, like, I'm very happy if the Republican Party implodes. Like,
yeah. Like, he's a straight... Well, the crazy thing is, like, Nick Fuentes is a Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the difference between him and, like, anyone else in the Republic or any other MAGA person? It's just that, like, they love Israel, and Nick Fuentes is anti-Semitic.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Even though they're, like...
He's an old Nazi, and they're the new Nazis. Like, they're kind of, like, it makes sense, like, why they have coexisted for so long. Like...
Like, they're also anti-Semitic. Like, Trump was... He was calling people, like, Shylocks. Like, that's just straight anti-Semitic.
Yeah, no. Can't, I don't think you can defend Trump on almost anything he says. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, he doesn't know what he's saying. He's just saying words.
Yeah, and he's saying slurs now, too.
Yeah, you can't say the N-word. Nuclear.
And now, oh, Tucker's, like, his pouch company. His nicotine pouch company is sponsoring,
Nick Fuentes.
No, they're sponsoring Dasha from Red Scare.
Oh, really?
Because they had... Because she got dropped from her talent agency.
Yeah.
For having Nick Fuentes on. Did you see the headline that was like, Succession star Dasha Nekrasova has been dropped by her talent agency?
Dude, it's like just a wild like space. Like, Candace Owens is still very big, too.
Oh, yeah.
She's kind Which is of crazy. Aligning herself with Nick Fuentes, though, in all this.
Well, yeah. She always... I mean, like, okay, she's always been anti-Semitic, which is the thing. I think Hassan said this the other week. It was like, Ben Shapiro, when he hired Candace Owens to be in Daily Wire, there was no way that he didn't know that she was an anti-Semite.
Yeah, no, but he knew that she was going to become popular.
And, like, Ben Shapiro, he doesn't care. He had, there was that one tweet from him, like, 10 years ago where you're talking about Ann Coulter.
Yeah.
He was like, Ann Coulter's an anti-Semite, but she loves Israel, so like I don't lose sleep.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't care about anti-Semitism. He cares about Israel because he wants to line his pockets.
That's kind of what the issue is with like the rise in anti-Semitism right now. Like there are so many like very high power like people who are like in power, like Ben Shapiro, Benjamin Netanyahu. Like, all of the people who, quote-unquote, represent the Jewish people are, like, very high up in societal standing, right? And they're like, yeah, to be a Jew is to be a Zionist. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, a solid, like, 30% of, like, all Jewish people don't even believe in Israel. They're just like...
Which, like, yeah, 30% is nothing to scoff at.
Yeah, like... You can't just be like, oh, yeah, like, I represent the people of, like, my homeland because I'm here and I'm basically a dictator. Like, what? Like, you can't be like, I stand for everyone. Because Benjamin Netanyahu is supposed to be in jail right now. Like, don't forget this. Like,
oh, yeah. He's been removed from office. Got charged with corruption.
He's, like, one of the most evil people out there, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And like everyone's like, well, like Hamas like killed 1,000 Jewish people. It's like,
but October the 7th.
Yeah, like okay, like I understand that October 7th was horrible, but I also understand that like you have held the people of Palestine in a cage for the last 70 years, like an open air prison. Like it's not like,
and they knew that October the 7th was probably imminent.
People always forget this. Israel, in the same way that the U.S. had an idea... Actually, the U.S. is... This isn't even comparable. But Israel knew, like, almost 18 months before October 7th that there was going to be an attack, and it was probably going to be close to the border, because how else would they...
Yeah.
They're going to... How else would an attack happen? And Israel did nothing to stop it, one. And two, like, they also, like, were using it as an excuse immediately
after. Yeah, they wanted a reason to go open season on children, on women and children.
Yeah. I mean, there's, like, there's no, like, right or wrong, I guess, in this situation from, like, the standpoint of, like, a Palestinian person, because, like, dude, like, I would probably support Hamas if I was in Palestine, too. Like, I would support the resistance.
Yeah, that's what people don't understand about it, is, like, none of this happens in a vacuum.
Yeah.
Like, Palestinians didn't suddenly decide, like, you know what? Let's be terrorists and let's do terrorism. It's like, no, this happened after Hamas came to power in 2007. That's 60 years, 59 years after, you know, the Nabka.
Yeah.
And the Nakba, rather, and all that. And just the, whatever it's called, the invention of the Jewish state.
The inception of Israel.
Yeah. So, like, it's been... They had 60 years of living in an open-air prison.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously things have gotten more and more extreme as the years have gone on. Like, Palestine was recognized as a country for a while, but now it's just a territory, which is crazy. Like, and it may never become a country again with the Trump plan.
Mm-hmm.
And not to, like, only talk about Israel and Palestine, but, like, yesterday Israel killed another 30 people and injured another 100 within Gaza.
Yeah, it's every day.
This is during the supposed ceasefire. Like, and then, like, the headlines are like, they're threatening to ruin the ceasefire, and it's like, no, they
are
the ceasefire. Like,
if you're gonna bomb Gaza after the ceasefire, that's breaking the ceasefire.
Yeah, like, by technicality, like, Hamas has all of the rights to just, like, bomb the shit out of Tel Aviv right now. And I'm not saying they should, but, like, Israel has continuously berated and destroyed Gaza, even though we're, like, 45 days into a ceasefire.
Yeah. Like, it's been 45 days?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
How long... I wonder where that's at now. Wasn't it, like, 90 days, and then they're gonna start...
Well, right, but, like, if they're getting... bombed, like, I don't know, it's a fascinating situation, because, like, the people of Palestine have zero power in this. Like, their voices don't really matter,
and this plan is going to make sure that they will never have power.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, this shit is just so heartbreaking. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know, like, what the path is forward for them, because, like, while I'm happy that a ceasefire exists, if they're going to continuously get bombed for being there, like, and also, like, I think it's, like, 60% of the territory is being labeled as a destruction zone.
Jesus Christ.
So, like, you're not allowed to, like, go back within, like, a large portion of the strip. Because it's, one, so damaged and disheveled, and two, because they're going to try to rebuild it. So it's going to be a construction zone. And then, like, the outside of the strip is where they're allowed to live right now.
Yeah.
It's just wild.
And then, like, going back to, like, Nick Fuentes and all that.
Yeah.
Like, you have... People are, like, waking up to this. And then you have people on the right who are getting millions from AIPAC, being like, no, you can't support Palestine, or you can't be anti-Israel, because that's anti-Semitic. And that's why you have all these people who are, like, Nick Fuentes watchers being like, okay, I guess I'm anti-Semitic then.
Yeah.
Like, they are, ironically, they are breeding anti-Semitism. Because now they're conflating Zionism with Judaism. So people are like, okay, so I guess that means that this was Judaism's fault the whole time. So now they're just creating a whole new generation of anti-Semites.
Yeah, but they don't care that they're doing that. That's the thing. Like, they know that, like, the power of the word anti-Semitism leaves them enough space where so many people will be like, oh, I'm not that. And then they'll be scared. Essentially, it's scare tactics. Like, they're keeping, like, the fear of hatred as a way to create new hatred.
Yeah.
Like... We have to hate all Palestinian people because 1,000 Jewish people died on October 7th. and they slaughtered babies and they raped the carcasses. Like, these things didn't happen. One, yeah. Like, 1,000 people died. That's a fact. And it was a horrible day. But, like, you can't just lie and be like, the Palestinian people are evil. We should kill them all. And expect people not to respond and be like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It was, yeah, it was never about anti-Semitism. No. And again, like, if you need proof of that, Candace Owens wasn't fired from Daily Wire until she started being anti-Israel. It's not like Candace Owens decided to become anti-Semitic. She was always an anti-Semite. Yeah. She has a long storied history of being an anti-Semite. It's just when she started, or she was pro-Israel for a while, and then she became anti-Israel, and that's when Daily Wire was like, okay,
get out of here.
We can't be doing this. We can't have anti-Zionism on our platform.
It's just ridiculous, bro. Just simply ridiculous.
But yeah, I guess we gotta talk about Epstein more, because that was the big news story.
Yeah. So, obviously, everyone knows about the emails, but to reiterate, like, the largest story out of all of this and the funniest was the allegation that there's pictures or video of Trump sucking off a dude named Bubba, and
which is not Bill Clinton, according to Epstein's brother.
A lot of people immediately were like, oh, it's Bill Clinton, because that was a nickname that, like, Epstein and his associates had for Bill Clinton, but it wasn't Bill Clinton. So the next logical answer to this is that it was actually Ghislaine Maxwell's horse.
Yep.
So I have a question for all the people listening. Do you think it's worse to have pictures of you sucking off a horse or of you sucking off Bill Clinton? What would cause the larger controversy as president of the United States?
I think it would be Bill Clinton.
I think it would cause a bit bigger controversy because, if it was Bill, too.
Like, I think they truly hate gay people more than they hate the idea of bestiality.
But it's gay bestiality.
Nah, but it's like, and also you're fraternizing with the enemy. Yeah. Like, Bill Clinton, they've been
hating him.
They've been going after Bill Clinton since the dawn of time, since he was elected.
Yeah. I don't know, like, I think it would be worse purely because, like, Bill Clinton is, like, a disgraced president. Like, yeah. I don't know.
At this point, yeah.
At this point, he is. And he resigned. People forget this. But Bill had to resign, right?
He didn't resign.
I thought he did resign.
No.
Am I a liar, bro?
Nixon's the only president who has ever resigned.
Dude.
He just got impeached.
Oh, he just got removed from office? Sign.
No, he served out the rest of his term.
Oh, yeah. I'm a dirty liar, everyone.
Yeah. He got impeached and he just served out the rest of his time.
Oh. That's crazy.
Yeah, but now he's been implicated in all the Epstein stuff, which is good. Because he was there. Like, I don't think you can find a single person on the left, you know, even the annoying smug liberal, like the Bill Maher's of the world, who are like,
Bill Maher is not a liberal.
Yeah, I still use him as an example of like the average Brian Griffins of the world.
Bro, like, Bill Maher, I'm sorry, but he needs to go away forever.
I know. Oh, my God. He needs to, like, be deplatformed.
It's actually crazy, bro. Like,
I love free speech, don't get me wrong, but Bill Maher, oh, my God. I could go without seeing him on my timeline.
I saw some clip this week. I think I was watching the Philip DeFranco show. I still watch that shit every now and then.
Philly D.
Bro, that was my goat in, like, sixth grade, all right?
Does he just do politics now?
Yeah, basically.
That's crazy.
Does he have, like, good takes? He's very leftist now.
You know what? Hell yeah.
Yeah. He used to be, like, down the middle, and I think Trump just broke him. Like,
yeah.
He's like, everything is a lie. Anyways, there's this clip of Bill Maher, and I think it was Patton Oswalt was, like, on his podcast. Yeah. And Bill Maher is like, did you know that you're not allowed to say the gender of a baby in California anymore? And Patton Oswalt was like, I don't think that's true. And he's like, well, it is. Obviously, you wouldn't hear this because you're on Blue Sky.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's like,
not only is that just not true, like, yeah, full stop. It's just not true. Like, that's not a law.
The law is that, like, the kid can decide at 17.
Yeah.
Like,
which is, like,
that's, like, fine.
So, which I feel like is fine. 17, you are, I mean, you're not an adult yet, but
you're basically
less than a year adult. Away from being a legal adult. So, like, yeah, who cares?
Yeah, like, you have some autonomy at 17. Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, you can drive a car.
Yeah, if you can drive a, you can drive a car that's responsible for, like, 35,000 deaths a year.
Yeah.
Like, that's a pretty big role to have in society. Like, who cares? But Bill Maher, oh my God.
But, like, Patton Oswalt is, like, so baffled by this because, one, if the people who are on Blue Sky, and Blue Sky is, like, the most liberal leftist social media there is, right?
Yeah.
If the people on Blue Sky were actually pushing for stuff like this, which is what his claim is, wouldn't you hear about this law coming into effect?
Yeah, they would have a field day about it.
They'd be happy about it. By his, like, logic.
They could go on, like, he could go every day, he'd go on air and be like, hey, look at what's going on in California. They're passing this bill. Like, he's just, I don't know if he's intentionally being obtuse or if he actually just saw something on Twitter and, like, parroted it. Like yeah. The same way that, like, Elon Musk does that kind of stuff. Although Elon Musk is probably aware of a lot of the bullshit he's saying.
I think so. I think he knows he's bullshitting.
But I blocked Elon Musk on Twitter.
Me too. It was the greatest decision.
Yeah.
I think, like, my feed is, like, 85% better. Like,
yeah. No, it's crazy how much he would show up in my feed. Wasn't even following
him. Wait, speaking about Elon, we have one really good thing Elon did this week. Every account you can track back to the location of where they were made now. And there are so many accounts that are, like, deep in conservative politics that have nothing to do with America.
They're just in, like, India.
Yep. India's a big one. Canada's a big one.
Israel.
Israel's a big one. Malaysia. Yeah. Miles Chong.
Well, he lives in Dubai now.
He lives in Dubai.
I didn't know that. He's like, based out of Dubai now.
Oh, God. I heard that he might have gotten Laura Loomer pregnant.
What?
Yeah.
That's not real.
Yeah, there's, I don't know if
no
it is.
Way. That'd be really funny, though.
But, like, all these accounts that are, like, super alt-right, the only, like, left account I saw is Polling USA's from Canada, but, like, who gives a fuck? Like, it's a polls account.
Yeah, if it's, like, a pollster, then it's, like...
Yeah, like, whatever. But, like, all of these heads were, like, freaking out because they realized, holy shit, I'm getting exposed. Yeah,
my entire community is not based in America.
Yeah. But thank you, Elon Musk. That was the first good thing you've done in, like...
That's great. And the U.S. government responded by dismantling Doge.
Yeah, Doge is gone.
Did they ever give a formal reason for it? I know it was supposed to expire, like, next year anyways, but...
I think the reasoning was that it didn't actually help anything. It only made things worse.
Oh, yeah.
Doge is one of the most destructive things we've ever done. And it, like...
For sure.
The next president is going to have to put so much money back into the government, which will increase our deficit more.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elon. Elon Ma.
But now we're not sending money to help people in Africa who are dying of AIDS and malaria and all these diseases.
It's just brutal, bro. Like, what is the thought process besides, like, oh, we need to help Americans? Like, if you want to do that, like, I'm fine with that. I have plenty of friends who think America should have nothing to do with foreign affairs right now because we're such a mess.
Yeah.
And, like, if that's what you're saying...
That's an argument you could make.
Sure. But when they did this, they were also actively making life for Americans worse.
Yeah.
This is when the tariffs were going into effect. Like, you can't do both at once. Like,
and you also can't have that and also be spending trillions on defense. Because, like, and I get it. Oh, we need to protect ourselves. We're still spending, like, almost double what China's spending, and they're in second place for most amount of defense spending. And now we're also spending billions on Israel.
Dude, are you talking shit about Israel in front of me?
Do not criticize Israel.
Do not criticize Israel. I love my cucumber tomato Israeli salad, okay?
Cucumbers, tomatoes, Israeli salad. Woo! Biscuit.
Nah, but like, I don't know. Like, it's been so crazy to just like watch like how things have evolved with Doge and like Elon Musk's relationship with Trump, because like Elon like shook hands with Trump this week. Like, they're back to being buddy buddy at the Saudi Crown Prince dinner at the White House.
Oh yeah, that also happened.
Yeah. Yeah, which Saudi Arabia might be buying Warner Brothers.
Really? I did not hear about that.
Yeah. The three biggest bidders are all horrible for the film industry.
So, what, you mean like the Saudi government?
Yeah, the Saudi American Investment Fund might be buying Warner Brothers.
What?
Warner Brothers is valued at like $80 billion.
Yeah. Who are the other two bidders?
So there's Paramount.
Oh, okay.
Which would be horrible because they love Trump.
Yeah. And then that would also...
monopolize.
Yeah, that would put them in like a monopoly because they Paramount and Viacom.
Yeah. And Netflix.
Yeah.
And Netflix would be horrible because they don't believe in the film industry, really.
Yeah.
They're just a content thing. Like, there's video games on Netflix now.
I haven't had Netflix for a while. I guess my family hasn't.
I still have Netflix. I don't have Paramount.
I don't have Paramount anymore.
I don't have Peacock either.
I don't have Peacock.
What is even on Peacock? Like,
nothing. NBC.
Oh, so like Parks and Rec.
Yeah, The Office and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so if Saudi were to get Warner Brothers, like, one, this is the Saudiization of America.
Yep.
Like, when people talk about, like, oh, there's no rights out in Saudi Arabia, like, well, they're kind of trying to bring that shit here, too, mm-hmm. if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, we're losing our soft power.
Yeah. And two, like, bro, like, Saudi is investing in everything right now.
Yep.
Like.
Well, it's because now there's a huge power vacuum because the U.S. is trying to be isolationist, even though it's
failing.
Yeah,
it's failing. We're being isolationist while also giving all of our money to other countries.
Yeah.
It's great.
So they've opened up a huge, and going back to like USAID, they've opened up a huge power vacuum for countries like Saudi Arabia to go into Africa and do all that.
Yeah. I think we talked about this a few months ago. Like, Russia is really big in Africa right now.
Yep.
Like, even though they're losing their war in Ukraine, like, they've still found a way to send a lot of money to Africa and align with a lot of African nations. Yeah,
it's crazy that they're still chugging along, even though they're like, I feel like they've been constantly just on the brink of bankruptcy and collapse.
You have to believe that the people of Russia are cooked right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there has to be some starvation. Inflation is
crazy.
Like, unless you're an oligarch or oligarch family, like, you've got to be cooked right now.
Maybe USD to ruble. Because it used to be like 1-to-1 like 20 years ago.
Was it really?
Or maybe not, but it wasn't that bad. Now it's one USD is 78.5 rubles.
Wow.
Yep.
Maybe we should move there.
They're just cooked.
That's some cheap living. Yo, yeah. With my savings, I could probably buy a house there.
They, on Steam, you can buy AAA titles for like $20. They're crazy because everyone's just bored there.
Yeah. That's always so interesting to me that, like the U.S. dollar, like, is getting weaker, but it's so much stronger than every other currency in the world, except for the euro. The euro is stronger.
Yeah. But if, like, the U.S. dollar goes down, then it's, like, the entire world economy is just done.
Yeah. Which might be coming, y'all, recession.
How are those recession indicators looking?
Dude, like, I see a new, like, crazy thing every day on Twitter. Like, some new stat of, like, oh, people are keeping their cell phones more than ever before. Yeah. And it's like, so that's not good. Like,
yeah, people aren't buying new phones. Like, that's a huge market.
It's a massive market. And if people aren't buying their new phones, it's because they can't afford to buy a new phone.
Because they're, like, $1,500. Unless you have some ridiculous, like, cell plan.
Yeah. Which is like $1,000 a month anyways.
Yeah.
Well, that's an exaggeration, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We're just so, like, we're cooked, y'all. Like, we got to lock in.
We're going to add, like, a couple tens of trillions to the debt by 2035 or something.
Yeah, like, you know when you're agreeing with Marjorie Taylor Greene on, like, a large variety of issues that we're cooked.
Yeah, and now even she can't handle the heat, so she's stepping out of the kitchen.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. Woman steps out of kitchen? Is that what you're saying? Dude.
Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Dude. That's crazy, yeah.
Rest in peace, the GOAT.
No one was expecting that.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like, did you see all the stuff where people were like, leftists are starting to align themselves with Marjorie Taylor Greene?
No, she's aligning herself with leftists.
Yeah, and also, like, I don't think any leftists are out there like, I love Marjorie Taylor Greene now.
Dude, I am. I love Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I love when she said Jewish space lasers. My God. She used to be, like, the laughingstock of Congress.
And now she's, like, top three on the right.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely.
It's because she's one of the few people who have...
Massey, and there's one other guy that's, like, fine. Randy Fine. Is it Randy Fine?
Rand Paul.
No, Rand Paul's weird.
But he's, like,
he's top five, but he's weird.
Well, in terms of, like, the Never Trumpers.
Yeah.
Rand Paul is up there.
He ran against Trump in 2016. That's still crazy to me. Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, like, I would take him over Trump.
Dude, I'd take anyone over Trump. Anyone that's not in Trump's, like, immediate vicinity. Because, like, all those people would be evil, too.
His circle is shrinking. People are exiting left and right.
Yeah. No, I mean, like...
Like, Marjorie Taylor Greene going against him.
I would take Marjorie Taylor Greene over Trump.
That would be a hard decision.
I think I would. She wants health care. She wants health care for Americans. Like,
I don't know. I can't trust that she wouldn't do another Holocaust, though.
How would she do that?
I don't know.
Who do you think she would target?
She's anti-Semitic.
Well, Israel wouldn't, like, it would be fine. She might, like, fuck up, like, American Jewish people, but that would be...
Yeah.
Like, she wouldn't be able to, like...
Well, she could be running in 2028. Because why else are you resigning?
Yeah.
I
vehemently just... opposed to the president. Why else are you resigning?
I don't...
Maybe Senate.
Yeah.
Maybe Senate. I can see
Senate. Maybe governor. But governor, there's no reason... There's no reason she should be resigning. Like, you've said enough crazy stuff to warrant death threats before. I'm sure you get death threats every single day. The only difference is now that, like, you're falling out of Trump's favor. Which, if anything, is going to be a good thing.
In a few years.
In a few months.
Yeah, I mean...
People are stepping out
fast. His approval rating is just dwindling and dwindling.
It's, like, dipping below 40%.
I think it's 38 right now.
Yep. Almost lower than his first term. We're almost there.
How did it take this long? Like, as soon as the tariffs happened, everyone should have been like, wait, this is dumb.
I think that's when people started stepping off the Trump train. So we were like, all right, I can't stand by this.
Like, I can't afford a dozen eggs. Why are we tariffing other countries?
Yeah.
Like,
who's going to front the cost? I don't know. We'll have to wait and find out.
The other countries are.
True. Duh. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Trump is doing anything that he can do to make anyone like him right now. Like, that's probably why he met with Mamdani.
Yeah. Oh, that's been planned.
It was planned?
Yeah.
I know Mamdani reached out to Trump.
Yeah.
It wasn't the other way around. And he was like, yo.
That was the funniest meeting. That's like...
It felt so weird.
That was the funniest meeting in the Oval Office since, like, the Kanye-Trump in his first term.
When Kanye just convinced Trump to pardon a bunch of people and then was like, I hate you.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
But, like, you... Trump got a crush on him.
On Kanye or on Mamdani?
On Mamdani. I'm so wrong.
Did you see that Trump wore a Mamdani fit?
Yeah. He was fitted up. He was dripped out.
He low-key didn't look bad. He didn't look that bad.
He was dripped out for his boy.
No, Trump, like, had the widest smile I've ever seen him smile when he met with Mamdani in the Oval Office.
It was, like, the most amount of, like, mental clarity he's had in the past, like, 3 months.
He was like, damn. I can't help but smile. That's beautiful, yeah. My boy.
That's what real populism is. It's fake populist meets a real populist.
Yeah, I mean, Zoran he did a great job in that meeting. If you saw the pictures that the White House posted, he didn't smile in the pictures with Trump.
oh, yeah.
And Trump had his wide smile. And, like, just, like, seeing Trump sit at the Oval Office desk and Mamdani standing next to him, it was like, damn, like, you see the future and you see the past, like, right in front of you.
Yeah, like... Trump basically endorsed Zoran.
Yeah, he was like...
Which is really funny.
I'd be comfortable living in New York City with Mr. Mamdani.
Now, everyone who said they were going to move out because of Zoran, they got to stay now.
I saw a headline that, like, no one's leaving New York.
Shock. Except for Andrew Cuomo.
Did you see his letter today?
No.
He wrote some letter, like... talking about how, like, the Democrats need to do better. And, like, everyone's like, oh, fuck, he's going to run again. People think Schumer is about to retire. And Cuomo's going to try to inch his way into Senate.
Oh, my God. He needs to go away.
Hey, if he runs, you know AOC is going to smack his ass, though.
Like, yeah.
It's not guaranteed that she runs.
But she should.
But she should.
If Cuomo is
running in the primaries, she has to. Like, it's just so crazy, bro.
Like, you can get beat by populist progressive once, but if it happens twice, then you gotta move out. You gotta leave,
bro. That race would be a little bit harder for her. Purely because, like, New York State is more red than, like, people give it, like... credit for.
Yeah,
like, upstate still has like 20 million people in it.
Yeah, but most of them are in cities still.
Yeah, no, a large majority is, but there's still a fair number of voters who are like not woke.
Yeah, you know, but they love Chuck Schumer.
They do love Chuck. They love their Chucky Wucky.
Even though he
sucks.
Yeah, and he fucked everyone over with the shutdown.
Did you? Like, Trump's, like, favorability when it comes to the shutdown is, like, -82%.
Jesus Christ. Oh, because everyone's healthcare went up, like, $300.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So, like, 18% of Americans are, like, okay with how the shutdown went, or they're positive with
that. And those 18% of Americans probably make, like, over $400,000 a year.
Yeah. They probably don't care. Yeah. No, I think that AOC has to run. I think that if Cuomo's still going to be in the public eye, like, we need someone that will just smack his ass, like...
Zoran, resign from your mayoral office.
Go for Senate.
And go for Senate. That'd be so funny.
That would be funny. I would enjoy that. But... He's got to make New York great first.
Yeah.
New York isn't failing, but it's not doing the best.
Eight years mayor and then senator.
Yeah, there you go. Take AOC's spot when she's president.
progressive's dream. Senator AOC, President AOC.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, I know she's a woman, so she's not that popular, but, like...
Oh, yeah, she's a woman, so she automatically just guaranteed to lose.
She's a woman, so she's, like, dead-ass, like, it's hard. It's harder.
She's a woman of color.
That's even harder. Latina woman.
Yeah, her last name is Ocasio-Cortez, so, like, it's already cooked. Like, she's never going to become president. If a white woman couldn't win the office against Donald Trump, then it's just over.
See, this is true, but she should have won that race. That Hillary? Race is on Hillary.
Yeah, that was the Hillary. Easiest election.
That was a layup. Like, she was in the paint, and it was a layup.
Yep.
And then Trump came in, like, prime LeBron with his campaign in 2016.
Even though his campaign wasn't even, like... It was ingenious for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I mean, like, Trump was one of the first, like, candidates to really just only target one side of America. Like, he really didn't do any campaigning in cities. He just went straight to farmland.
Like, it's so sad how he has, like, completely changed the landscape of politics.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, like, now you just be racist.
You just divide as much as you can, yeah. Basically. And then... I guess it was kind of an awakening for America because, like, the Republican Party became the evil party. And the Democratic Party is slowly starting to become the good party. We're not there yet.
Yeah, it's taking a bit.
We're not there yet, but with Mamdani and AOC.
And Chuck Schumer hopefully on the way out.
Maybe it'll speed up a little bit.
Yeah, maybe AOC will primary Chuck Schumer out of his seat. Which would be a great step forward for the party.
It really would.
Yeah.
She would probably be able to become speaker pretty quickly, too.
Yeah.
Because she does represent a lot of people.
Yeah. And then Newsom 2028. It's coming.
Guys.
It's coming.
Guys, this is my formal endorsement of Gavin Newsom. I hate him, but...
I don't know.
He's all we got.
I think he could... There's enough time to where he could probably start doing better. Like, at least if he just started... not hating homeless people.
Yeah, that would be a good start, I think. Yeah,
that'd be a good start. If he could start, like...
More homeless shelters type shit.
If he...
Less bad architecture.
Yeah. Like, put a homeless shelter on Skid Row, and then it's like, okay, then you're fine.
Holy cornball, bro.
It's because he went to Fortnite Friday.
His, like, methods of, like, one, just being very public and, like, being all over social media and getting to people as much as possible.
Being the blue Trump.
And then, being the blue Trump. Like, he's been really smart with, like, anytime Trump does something remotely stupid, he immediately hops on Twitter in his Trump accent tweets. And he's like, well, I thought we were going to be great.
Yeah, it's the death of that when they go low, we go high bullshit.
It works, though. Like, it does.
It does, and we should have started doing this a long time ago.
Because, we absolutely, like, should have. You have to bully bad people. Yeah. Like, you really do. Yeah. Like, I know that that's, like, inherently against, like, oh, treat others the way you want to be treated. But, bro, like, if you're in a war and you're getting shot at, you don't not shoot back.
Yeah, you got to fight fire with fire.
Exactly.
And, like, I think there's a lot of different reasons why Kamala lost, but that, like, mindset of when they go low, we go high
was part of it.
Definitely a big reason.
Yeah. No, like, that's why they told Tim Walz to stop, like, calling Republicans weird. And it's like, bro, they are weird.
Yeah.
Like
you have to do something like that. So, like, not only that's just, like, a good slogan to have. And it's true. And it's true.
It is. It really is. Like,
why do they care about people's genitals so much? Dude, that's weird.
It makes them uncomfortable because they're perverts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're pedophiles.
You heard it here first on the Hank and Ted podcast. Every Republican is a pedophile.
That was a joke.
Was it?
Do not clip that out of context. That was a joke. We're gonna get emails.
From who? What are they gonna do?
From, I don't know, Mansfield Republican Party or whatever.
We're gonna get emails from UConn Turning Point.
Ooh.
My glorious goats. My glorious kings, actually.
Oh, boy.
What?
Yeah. Nothing. I don't think we can talk about that on the pod. Let's wait till afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
But I got some things to say about them.
Oh. Me too.
Yeah, they're great.
They're making America great again.
They truly are.
How much time we got left here, Hank?
About 9 minutes.
9 minutes? You got anything else to yap about?
I don't know. It's been 2 weeks has felt never felt so long.
It really has felt like a long time. I had a long-ass week.
Yeah. And now it's break. It's Thanksgiving. And a lot of stuff has happened. I think just in the past 2 weeks, the shutdown ended and the Epstein files got voted on to release on top of everything else. Marjorie Taylor Greene resigning.
November's been a wild month. If you count November, New York mayoral elections, the blue wave, the shutdown, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Epstein, like, so much.
It's been, yeah, and now...
The Republican Party collapsing.
Starting to. Oh, that's going to be... Twitter is going to be great for the next few months. They're making Twitter great again just by destroying their own party.
Dude, I really want someone to get Twitter back.
Yeah, Jack Dorsey, come on. Instead of trying to revive Vine...
Yeah, he release, like, Vine again?
Yeah. Wait, why don't you just get Twitter back?
Should have never sold it. Elon bought it at, like, a higher price than it was valued at, though.
Yeah,
like,
and now it's... And he's lost billions.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. He's a trillionaire.
Oh, yeah, he is a trillionaire. Well, did we talk about that?
We did talk about that. He's going to be the world's first trillionaire.
Like, guaranteed.
Yep.
That's so...
It's so cooked.
That's horrible. That's, like, so awful.
Dude, you don't understand. Every human has the right to become a trillionaire. Like, we all get that. Like,
what?
We should all get that right.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tax people. What?
Elon worked fair and square for this by profiting off of his dad's emerald mine and child slavery and buddying up with Nazis and...
I really don't understand, like, why don't we have progressive, like, tax brackets? Like, the more money you make, the more you pay.
The period of highest economic growth in this country was when we had progressive taxation. If you made over 400,000, something like that.
Mm-hmm. It was like 85% after that.
90% on the dollar. 90 cents of every dollar you made was taxed.
Yeah.
And that was highest economic growth in the history of this
country. So in modern day, if you made more than $2 million, basically.
Yeah.
It would be 90.
Actually, it might have been a million in like 1950s money. And that was under Eisenhower. That was under a Republican president.
Well, because, like, this is what is so frustrating about politics. The parties don't stand for anything. They stand for power.
Yeah.
And, like, the optics of how you receive power changes over time. This is why the Republicans used to be the ones that free slaves, and now they're racist pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, like... I see people always say, like, the Great Party Swap, and the Great Party Swap is technically real, but there was no one event that caused it. It was just, this is popular, this is not.
Well, it was the Civil Rights Movement.
Well, that's when it happened. But, like, the Republican Party, like, they just did it because of optics. They didn't do it because, like, oh, yeah, we want to, like, kill black people. They're like, it's popular to be racist.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? That.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, yeah, we hate the Black Panthers.
Yeah, like Governor Reagan.
Oh, Reagan. Ronald Reagan, I hope you are rotting, bro. Like,
yeah, a lot of this is his fault. A lot of what's going on today is his fault.
Dude, like, I still have conversations at work about, like, how Reaganomics were good. And it's just,
like, it...
You don't make any more money than you would have. You probably make
less. You make less.
You probably make less.
Before Reagan, minimum wage was on track to be, like, 25 or 30 by now. And now it's 725 nationally. And here in our bubble, it's 1639, 16 something.
Which is not horrible. Is good. It's pretty good, but like...
That's about what it was before Reagan.
Yeah.
But it's crazy that it took 40 years to get back to that.
Yeah.
And it was that nationally before Reagan.
Yeah. But you don't understand, he lowered taxes on wealthy people.
Which means that it's going to come back down.
It's going to trickle down.
Which, if it hasn't happened yet... Just wait, because it'll happen eventually. It's been Ronald Reagan's been dead for 20 years.
It's coming.
And he left office 37 years ago.
Yep.
It's going to happen any day now.
What's so crazy is that, like, so many Americans are, like, convinced that, like, low tax rates is, like, the American dream.
Yeah.
And it's, like... Okay, yeah, like, when we got unfairly taxed, we did the Tea Party. But the Tea Party was because it was being imposed upon us by a foreign government, essentially.
Yeah.
It wasn't because we were against taxes. We weren't, like, yeah, government shouldn't get funded ever.
There should be no income tax, and then all of our roads will be permanently destroyed.
We shouldn't never have get repaved. Roads, actually. It should be... public
companies. Everyone homeschools.
No. All our roads should be paved and funded just by paying them. Like, we should just pay companies to do it instead of the true government.
The free market will provide. They'll provide schools. They'll provide healthcare. They'll provide public infrastructure.
I'm sure it will.
All that.
I'm sure it will. Just you wait. One of these days. It's coming.
And don't ask what happens when someone exploits the free market.
You can't do that.
Because it... worry about it.
That's never happened before.
Come up on the last 2 minutes now. So any final closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts? Fuck you, Ronald Reagan.
True.
Fuck you, Donald Trump.
Also true.
I don't know. I had the pleasure of seeing the Rizzler this weekend.
The goat.
He was only about 50 feet away from me. It was pretty crazy. He really has aura. Like,
you can feel the aura.
You could feel it. Like, the entire crowd. I was at a wrestling match. It was something. The entire crowd erupted when they saw the Rizzler. It was probably...
That's the power of his aura.
Probably the second loudest match of the night, even though it was technically during the pre-show. So, you know, Riz is unmatched.
There you go.
You got any final thoughts?
Not really. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for the Hank and Ted podcast.
Yeah, and you all should be too. That
they
we're blessing
are.
You on this,
they
on, this
are.
On this Monday night. You can send us an email at hankandtedpod@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, Hank and Ted on Instagram. That video of the No Kings rally will be out this week. I'm working on it.
You're locking in.
Yeah, I'm locking in. This is WHUS Stores. My name is Hank.
I'm Ted.
And we will see you all next week.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.